How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yes, hello. Hey, welcome to a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day. Scotty Sattler's in the house.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
And Jason Matthews. Hello, Satsy.
Hello, Woogie, and hello, listeners. Actually, on the back of Lucinda and maths, it's a big night tonight.
What?
Yeah. It's a big night on maths tonight.
It certainly is. I can't wait for the dinner party. It looks like Tori finally got herself some with Jack.
Possibly.
They finally got romantic. All it took was a dinner at an expensive restaurant, a bracelet, and a black rose. What's the go with a black rose?
I thought a black rose was bad.
Death.
Yeah.
I thought it was death as well.
So is he sending a message to Tori that this relationship is dead, but she can't read between the lines?
I don't know how she can't read between. Anyway, that's our maths update for tonight. It will be a big night of maths, but we've got to get...
Can't believe we opened with it.
No, you opened with it. I'm here to talk about footy. I've got so... I've never been this angry as a fan of rugby league.
Rugby? What?
All week.
Why is that? Oh, we're going to get to it soon.
Oh, we are. It's a hook and tease, yeah. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, in particular my favourite radio station, Sats. Go ahead, you know what it is.
2HD.
2HD in Newcastle, the home of Glenn. How is Glenn going?
He was great last night. He said the Vadster and the others at 2:03 p.m. proud to announce my slightly different segment, now known as Waratah West Wacky Wednesday with Wenny and his Wendy's.
What? See, that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with your performances, Glenn. Stick to what you know. Nothing. That's my advice. Hello to our listeners through SEN as well, 1170.
The specials at the Bottle-O.
That's right. SENQ, 693 AM in Brizzy. Of course, our track station listeners throughout New South Wales and Queensland, SEN Fanatic, and those listening through the SEN app. And hello to all our listeners through New Zealand listening to SENZ. Geez, how are they feeling? Like, you and I just chatted on the phone and saying, like, the Warriors, geez, they look good for a team that's 0-2.
They look outstanding.
When you compare them to, say, South, which we'll get into. But you look at the Warriors, that was that the unluckiest loss you've ever seen in a game? Well, like, for him to, Coates to score that try.
Well, they've played two teams that are, yeah, religiously in and around the top four. So it's a pretty tough initiation into a season. Tough initiation for Roger Tuivasa-Sheck to come back into. He's looked absolutely outstanding. And, you know, the Warriors, I think if they play Melbourne at home last week, they win the game. Yeah, so, yeah, no, they've been good. I've got no doubt that Andrew Webster wouldn't be panicking like a lot of other coaches are at the moment.
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't be panicking at all because he's got faith in where he thinks I'll be by, you know, midway through the season and, yeah, leading into the finals. I think he'd be in a pretty good spot where they're, how they're playing.
Sats, Fitzy's already come through on the text 0457736 with some thoughts that we all have today, mate. And yeah, I just hope you're feeling okay today. It's been a year since your dad passed.
Thank you, mate.
And, mate, I hope you're okay.
Thank you, Fitzy, and listeners. I've got a lot of direct messages on social media from people who listen to the show and just people that I've met over the years, just sending their condolences and their thoughts. I want to thank you very much for reaching out. Actually, one of our listeners, Billy, who messaged me, private messaged me, and he said, you know what I do on the anniversary of the passing of my father? That night I have his favourite dinner. And I thought, you know what, that's a great tradition. And we're going to talk about traditions tonight.
So what was your old man's favourite meal?
Rump steak.
Yep.
Laced in pepper.
Yep.
And two runny eggs.
See, that's what you used to have watching the footy.
Every Friday night, yeah.
Yeah. You've got to get back to that, Sats, when you're not working.
I know. So, yeah, tonight I'm going to have a rump steak. And he used to always cook, he used to say to whoever was cooking it for him, rip its horns off and wipe its ass. He used to like it blue.
Did
as
he?
Rare as possible.
Don't blame him.
Yeah.
Steve, thanks for your kind words. Lionel, no one cares about your Latrell such and such your flog. Thanks, Lionel. Nice to be back on the show tonight if you want to get involved. I wouldn't expect anything different from our wonderful listeners of Sports Day. Mm-hmm. We're here for Kia, the refined seven-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions and Kia for being partners. You want to get involved, 0457 736 736 is our text. If you're in New Zealand, 8833, love to hear from you as well. Or you can call anytime, 1300 01 1170. On the socials, plenty of great stuff up from you and Rat in particular. Just look for Sports Day SEN on TikTok, Instagram SENQ, or Sports Day NSW on X. And make sure you subscribe to Sports Day NSW on Spotify, and you can listen to the show, whole full show, plus other exciting content, whether it's Rat's
rant about whatever.
Oh, UFO rubbish. What about the message he sent you, me and Daddy Vass today on our WhatsApp group?
It looked like an episode from season two of The X-Files. And he said, look at this, guys. Look at it. Proof. It was a UFO.
It was a drone.
It was a drone.
You idiot. Yeah. If that was a UFO, they're like smaller than midgets.
Mm.
Are they from planet Midgetville? Well, like, seriously. It was tiny.
Yeah. Andrew McCulloch would fit in it. It was that small.
Don't, because we're going to see Andrew McCulloch tomorrow night. By the way, our great mates at KFC want our listeners to take a night off, so we've got a $200 KFC voucher to give away tonight on the show for the best contributor. How popular are these prizes? KFC takes footy as seriously as they do fried chicken. Take the night off with a family feast and keep the team happy. Our best contributor tonight will get that. That is via the text or via the phone. On the show tonight, you and Rat caught up with Peter Wallace, the assistant coach at the Panthers, but also obviously played for the Bronx and the Panthers ahead of a massive Thursday night footy game. Some news coming out of that we'll get to in just a moment.
Played an Origin with a ruptured testicle, Peter Wallace.
Did he?
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
So has that, you guys spoke to him earlier today, has it affected his voice? Is he squeaky?
Well,
does he sound like Lenny off Laverne and Shirley?
He's got kids.
Right.
So it hasn't affected him.
Right.
Does it sound like who?
Lenny off Laverne and Shirley. Or is it Squiggy?
Squiggy. Yeah, no, he's a good lad, Peter Wallace. What a fine player he was. He's a really good player, Pete Wallace. And he's, you know, he's moved up the coaching ranks now. He's a defensive coach at the Penny Panthers as well. He's a good man, really good man.
Take me through this one. I heard bits of a chat on the weekend. In Madge We Must, the new New South Wales coach, you're going to play some parts to that tonight, aren't you?
So myself and Gary Wiz Freeman and Adrian Prasenko, we interviewed Michael Maguire on Crunch Time on Saturday. It was a really good chat. I love Madge. I just love how he loves his rugby league. I love how in-depth he is into his coaching and the work that he puts into individual players. And we just asked him some questions about the campaign. And in years gone by, there's been a lot of players that have held on to their positions when the last couple of series haven't worked out for New South Wales. Is that still the case? Are there players that are locked into positions as well? Also about New South Wales pride. What sort of player do you look for to wear a Blues jersey? So, you know, we have got a lot of Blues listeners. And it'd be interesting to hear their thoughts and read their thoughts after we play a couple of excerpts from the interview.
Will he help me sell these 10,000 caps I had made that say In Madge We Must? Was he open to that?
You'll hear that I open the interview with
he did it.
In Madge We Must, and he gets a little giggle at the end of it. So I think he likes it. You might be taken into the New South Wales camp.
I should be.
Like a master.
I could be the new Gus.
You could be the new coach whisperer.
Oh. I heard that bloke on radio today. Seriously. Seriously.
You could be the new Bradley Charles Stubbs.
243's been on the text, calling Rat an idiot. You're the dope. UFO doesn't mean alien, you idiot. Oh, no.
Who's driving it? Who's driving it?
Yeah. Mm. No, listen, I don't know who 243 is. You're right, I am an idiot. But you don't hear half the stuff that comes out of his mouth, do you? That's my right?
It is ridiculous. Yep.
He believes aliens walk amongst us. Mm. I said, well, just show us the video footage. Just show us the video footage of an alien walking amongst us.
And he likes to tell the story about how there is footage of aliens walking down the street in a small city in Brazil. Like, are you serious?
Eating nuts.
He had honey smoked macadamia nuts in here last night, actually.
What else have we got tonight? Simon Orchard, of course. We've got to find out what the latest is with Fat Pizza.
It's exciting.
Is it? Rightio. We'll get on to that. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm with you on this one, Sats.
Daddy Vass. I said to him, we need to play golf again soon, Daddy. He goes, yeah, I need to play golf. I said, do you want to play? Let's play Friday. He goes, oh, I've got to get a haircut first. 8:30. I went, oh, that's
well,
fine.
You know he won't turn up on time.
Yeah, well, we know that.
As well, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I said, you know, tee off times are like 8:26, and you don't turn up at 8:26. You got to have a couple of putts, and yeah, you got to be ready to tee off at that time. You're not arriving at the hole at 8:26.
Around 8:26.
Yeah, well, I've got to get a haircut at 8:30, man. And he said, he called me dude, actually, I think. And then I said, what do you pay for a haircut? He goes, $60. I said, what?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
$60. I went, that's ridiculous. That's the most expensive haircut I've heard for a male. I pay $25, you?
$29, and I think that's expensive.
Yeah, so $25. He plays $60. I said, why do you pay $60? He said, I'm young and I have to be on my game. What?
That's ridiculous. It's not the $60.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Wow. Didn't he say he's in his prime or something as well?
I'm in my prime.
Like, honestly, it's a mop.
Prime of what?
He doesn't even look like there was the only time he looked like he had a haircut was when he went to the hairdresser with his misso.
Mm.
And they sat there together and had a couple's haircut.
Got and hair washed together.
Looked like someone actually put a bowl on his head.
Yep.
Yeah. And cut around. He literally had a perm. Mm. So
it's horrendous.
$60 for a haircut. No wonder these kids can't afford a house.
Mm. Mm.
Incredible.
It's funny. We've got a lot of support for Rat and his alien theory. Steve said, I'm rock solid with Rat as far as UFOs goes. But, Steve, you're a weirdo.
Well, so, Cam's not fooled. He goes, Rat knows that the movie Signs isn't a documentary yet.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, he gets this. He sends links to UFO stuff,
yep,
and alien stuff. And there's nothing. They're like, I watched this one thing that was somewhere in Mexico.
Yep.
And there was not one alien.
No. No, I know that I don't think he truly believes it. He just likes to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, it also helps that he looks like an alien. Like, he may be the first official alien that has landed on Earth.
Hey, apart from alien chat, we want some other feedback from you tonight on 0457 736 736 8833 or 1300 01 1170. Best contributor tonight will score that $100 voucher from KFC. A $200 voucher. Is it 200 or 100?
200.
200. Well, I'm just taking 100. $200 voucher from KFC. Traditions in sport that haven't changed but should.
This is an interesting one. I threw this up on the whiteboard a couple of weeks ago, and I walked past it yesterday, and Daddy and Vass and I were talking about it. And there are a lot of sports around the world where, in the modern age of technology, whatever it may be, which can assist sports or make it easier to officiate, whatever it may be, hasn't changed for some reason. Now, I'll give you an example. In golf, how come you've still got a caddy carrying the bag?
So you think they should take a buggy?
Just a walk buggy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's OH&S. Sore back, bad shoulder.
No, I'm with you.
What about boxing? Throwing in the towel.
Well, how else do you know that you... else can you stop the fight?
So the ref is in the far corner from where I'm the trainer, and my boxer is absolutely getting pummeled, okay? So I throw the towel in, which lands in the middle of the ring, behind the referee.
Yeah.
And it's not until he actually turns around and sees it, or he hears people pointing to the towel.
Yeah,
he's got no idea.
Or the towel could land on his head. He could miss a low blow.
There's been referees that have thrown the towel back out.
Oh right, what's this doing here?
Yeah,
right.
Get rid of that. While the boxer is
getting pummeled.
Yeah, getting pummeled. So there's some traditions in sport that just haven't changed for whatever reason. But there could be a better system, like with boxing, in each corner. And if your box is getting pummeled, there needs to be maybe, do you hit a button and it makes...
You get a whistle.
Do you hit a button and maybe like a siren goes off and it stops the fight?
Or you just have one of those. You just push a button. why don't we have that?
So traditions, sporting traditions.
I'll tell you the one I don't
changed.
Like, and I've mentioned it before.
Yep.
And this is not being disrespectful. And I want to...
So it's going to be disrespectful.
No, it's not. Actually, okay. When you hear it, you'll understand why.
Yeah.
The opposition team should not be allowed.
What sport?
Rugby union. Let's say the All Blacks.
Yep.
All right. But again, our New Zealand listeners.
Yeah, you've said this quite a bit, actually.
I don't think they should be allowed to perform the haka on foreign soil.
What about a World Cup final, a really special match?
Yeah, I could take that.
Yep.
But I think they get an advantage over doing the haka before a Bledisloe at the MCG.
Okay. An advantage how?
Just.
From an intimidation factor? Or?
Intimidation and motivation.
Okay.
And again, I don't mean that disrespectfully. You know that.
Hmm.
I think it's one of the greatest things that happens in a sport.
I agree.
But so if we should be sending them to sleep with John Williamson.
So I was going to say that. So if we are playing a test match in France.
Yeah, Waltz and Matilda. Oh, no, we can't do anything.
We shouldn't be able to play John Williamson True Blue.
No.
Okay.
Or Waltz and Matilda. Is it Waltz and Matilda or True Blue?
Hey, True Blue.
Okay. Mm. But I think that gives on New Zealand soil, I totally get it. Because it's a tribal chant.
Yeah.
War dance, is that correct? I'm sure someone will educate me on this, but it's on foreign soil.
It's going into battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And defending your turf, right? Yep. But it's foreign turf. Anyway, that's my thought.
I do love it.
Oh, mate, I do too.
I got a frame at home which was from a Bledisloe in House of Pain in Dunedin. And it's a beautiful panoramic photo of the haka.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favourite pieces. It's outstanding. It's signed by Buck Shelford, their former skipper, number 8.
Wow.
Yeah, outstanding frame.
8833, New Zealand listeners, if you've got a thought on that, or 0457 736 736 for Australian listeners, and 1300 01 1170. And I do say that, and I mean it. I absolutely mean it, because I have nothing but respect for Kiwis, and particularly the All Blacks. Oh, I'm saying that respectfully. I'm not trying to be funny. Keno goes $40 million jackpot. Download the app now. Big news today, obviously, out of Broncos camp. Payne Haas out of Thursday night's grand final rematch. Where are you, Badge? I know you love the – he hates replay.
Hate it.
But rematch, big blow to the Bronx Sats.
It is, yeah. Payne Haas missing the game. When you miss Adam Reynolds as well, your two key players – especially Payne Haas. He's the one that allows Adam Reynolds to have the kicking game that he does and gives him a little bit of space. Now, with Penrith losing James Fisher-Harris and Adam Reynolds being out, you thought, who's the one that's most affected? Well, it's still definitely the Broncos, but with Payne Haas out now, it could be a painful night. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a bit of a shine off the game, and that means Butcher goes on to – no, not Butcher.
Fletcher Baker.
Fletcher Baker goes to front row.
Xavier Willison, the young, very good young front row.
There's big raps around him.
He's a good player. Now, my main concern for the Broncos is, you got your Fletcher Baker, who's played a little bit of first grade with the Roosters, of course, but then you got a young Xavier Willison, you got a young Dean Mariner. All fine players, don't get me wrong, but Penrith's a different place. When you go down there, the crowd is right on top of you. It'll be a sellout, and you can just, when you arrive in Penrith as an away side, as soon as you come off the M4 and start heading down Mulgoa Road or Great Northern Road, you can feel something. And it's like the old school college football games. In the distance, you can see these lights that are all lit up on a Friday night or a Saturday night. Yeah. And it's like the old Friday night lights in American football, college and high school football.
Yep.
And as you approach it, you can see it in the distance and you're heading towards it and you can feel something building in the streets, especially when their team is successful. So, it's quite an intimidating place to play at when the team is, one, going really well, like they are, and two, you got the crowd on top of you with a sellout. So, it'll be memorable for young players, and you can sometimes turn that into a really positive motivation in your favour, but you got to get off to a good starter, because if you don't, you just feel like you feel like really claustrophobic.
And you're on the back foot the whole time, aren't you? Hey, what about – well, they won there last year, remember, round one, Broncos?
They did, 13-12.
They broke that – what was it, about a 20-year record or something like that? Just quickly – what do you make of Jackson Hastings deciding not to train with reserve grade. James Graham had this to say last night.
Look, for me, I'm surprised he got asked the question and given the option. It should be, here's what's wrong with your game, go and work on it. Or if you are given the option, if that's me, I'm saying, coach, why am I dropped? Why am I not in the team? Get the explanation. What can I go and do to make sure I'm on the radar for next week? That's my personal opinion and how I'd respond to that.
I've got no doubt that would happen. I've got no doubt that Animo Brian will give that feedback to Jackson Hastings in time. And it'll happen this week, and it'll happen early. You think it would have happened today. Now, I've thought about this. Now, for the listeners who don't know, Jackson Hastings, for some reason, has been dropped. It doesn't involve just the first two games. It probably involves the trial that he played as well, and maybe not getting the things that he thought he was, Adam O'Brien. And Jack Cogger comes in, which is a good replacement. But Jackson Hastings is an interesting one. He's a really good competitor, Jackson. And he was asked, do you want to train with second grade? Not, and do you want to go home? As you dropped, you're going to be training with second grade. Do you want to train with second grade? And the only reason I can think of that is because I think that Adam O'Brien would understand, and I can understand his immediate reaction, Jackson Hastings, nah, I'm going home.
But now, listen,
you sound like a sook.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that may be the case. But to flip it on its head a little bit, Adam O'Brien probably knows how Jackson Hastings may take the news. He's an emotional kid. We know that. He's admitted it, that he has a range of emotions that he's still dealing with. So Adam O'Brien probably knows that. Knowing the player, like he might, it might be best that he not be around the second grade squad players immediately after being dropped. And what I mean by that is that sometimes a player who may be animated in the way they react to things, they're sometimes not good being around other players. And I'm not saying Jackson Hastings would be like this because I don't know. I'm just trying to read between the lines. Maybe Adam O'Brien thinks, do you want to train? If not, he says, I'm going to go home. You go, right, you go home. I'll see you tomorrow. Jackson Hastings may be the player that comes back today and says, well, I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him.
Well, you would hope so. He's a first grade rugby league player.
So I'm giving Adam O'Brien, I'm giving him credit where I think credit's due, that he knows the player and how he's going to react to it emotionally, and he doesn't want him around other players. So he's allowed him to make that step of going home. Now, I'll use an example, a former teammate of mine, Craig Gow. Now,
Jeezy's in a lot of your examples.
Yeah, he would never get dropped. But
yeah.
Use him as another case, another halfback. If John Lang said to him, listen, mate, I'm going to leave you out this week. I think you'll work on a few things. Craig Gow's not going home.
No.
He's going out and trying to destroy everyone on the training paddock. And he's going to prove the coach wrong. But some people are built absolutely differently. He may be throwing his toys out of the cot, and he may look like a bit of a sook. I get it. But I'm giving credit to Adam O'Brien. I think he's giving him the option because, only for yesterday, because I think he knows how he may react.
You agree with Sats? 0457 736 736 8833 is our text number for those in New Zealand. One lucky Keno Go player has turned $2 into $200,000 in Cairns. We could turn $2. What could turn $2 into for you, Keno Go? Download the Keno Go app today.
The other thing about that really quickly is that I find it difficult that a first grade squad player would go and train with second grade early on in the week because usually they stay together. And they break up towards the end of the week. So I'd find it difficult to know why that he would go and train with a New South Wales.
Let me give you this one as we go to break. 958's been on the text. Sats, do your research. There was no New South Wales Cup training. The story is BS.
Well,
there you go.
Well, it's interesting you say that, 958, because I find it difficult that they would be split early on in the week.
Rightio, break time. This is Sports Day. Back in a mo.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
The boss.
Playing last night to the listeners and Rat and Daddy Bass. It's one person I never got to see in concert. I know he's still alive, but I mean, I've never seen him.
I saw him in Sydney, God, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 12, 15 years ago, but the electricity, the power kept tripping out.
It's a bit like Billy Idol.
It was like that. It was like that. This happened continually for about the first hour of the concert, of what was a 3-hour concert. And, mate, he was just a true pro. He just kept playing.
Yeah.
Something apparently was wrong with the UPS.
Hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Apparently unlimited power supply. That was at the SCG. Great concert.
Okay.
Even without speakers. It was it was very good. 0457 736 736. If you want to text us and get involved, plenty to talk about tonight. Traditions you'd like to see done away with is one of them tonight. And the best text tonight gets that $200 voucher. Thanks to our mates at KFC. Call us 1300 01 1170 or 8833 is our text message in New Zealand. Adrian, what can we do for you?
Look, a caller rang up the station there, talked to the boys yesterday afternoon. He said South Sydney made an error in not keeping Mark Nichols. Well, I can name seven players at the Dogs that have gone onto other clubs and have grown another leg. And players that come to the Bulldog, unfortunately, look at Reid Marnie. He was a fringe Origin player. Now he's probably on the verge of being dropped to reserve grade. And Marshall King's gone way past him as a number nine.
Adrian, you are a Doggies fan, aren't you?
I am, and I'm so disappointed. I can't see him finishing in the top 12, and I think Phil Gould is failing with the roster management, mate.
We spoke about this this week. I actually think that Gus will get it right. It'll just take time, and I know fans don't have
long,
time.
How long do you want to
fans
get?
Fans don't
20
have
years?
Time. I get it, but I think he's making the right steps.
Name which ones are right.
Well, I think Burton's going to with Burton, with Crichton, with Kickow. You've got Addo Carr. You're starting to fill the team with people who have won before, won things. So they understand what wing's like. So
but they
slowly,
come out of that Panthers
slowly,
system, Sats.
Slowly filling the holes. Yeah, but they're all playing together. There's three of them there now that are playing together.
That's clearly not the same system.
But if they don't finish top 12, that's a failure.
Well, with that talent.
Top 8.
If they don't get in top 12, that's a failed season, isn't it, Woogie?
Yes.
Did you say top 8 or top 12?
Yeah. Top 12.
Top 12. So so if they finish 11th, you're happy with the season this year, Adrian?
I wouldn't be.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I can't see them finishing anything. Maybe 13th or worse. That's where they're going to probably finish.
Okay.
And you look at the other players. Dallin Mochella-Zelezniak, Nick Meaney, Sean Lane, Marcel Montoya, Remus Smith, and Elliot at Newcastle. They've all grown a leg. And players like Marnie, unfortunately, Pengai Jr., for whatever reason, I know there's other reasons for it, but it's so disappointing and disheartening.
Bulldog supporters must...
I can't see anything,
This is not a conversation, is it? So Bulldog supporters must cry every time they see Nick Meaney running out for the Storm.
Yeah, well, I mean...
When
Melbourne... And all the other players too.
Yep. Yeah, well, sometimes you've got to let players go because they're
Darren
asking...
Zelezniak as well.
Right. Sometimes you've got to let players go because they're going to take too much of their salary cap
up.
So.
Thanks, Adrian. I have to go. This is risky. We've got Craig on.
Hey, Craig. How are you, mate?
Yeah. Good evening, Jason and Scott. Just so happy to hear Adrian being such a disgruntled Canterbury Bankstand fan. Suck it up, Adrian.
Good on you, Craig. Thank you, mate. He's trying to hang up. It's always a risk with Craig.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a risk. Oh, but they used to drink together at the Bulldogs Leagues Club, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Daddy wanted me to put them on air together, but I thought that
No, that's dangerous.
Hey, quickly, before we go to a break, some text messages, Sats.
Yeah, we've got plenty of sporting tradition. Now, listen, Lionel, do your research, he says to me. That's what I was aiming at. You don't want players like that sometimes around your playing group. Doesn't matter whether it was second grade training or not. They're all as a group. And sometimes they separate the guys that aren't going to play first grade from that training session. Sometimes they don't. And it's probably best based on their personality, whether it's right or wrong. It's not the way I'd respond to it. Yeah. I'd just say, you know what, stuff you coach. I'm going to try and prove you wrong. Anyway, traditions, scrums in rugby union and league. It's a waste of time.
Agree, but it's
That's
a break.
That's why union is dying, because league is cancelling the scrum. It's a much better product. In Madge we must. The putter pest, Damien.
Damien, I agree with you. The rugby scrum, I'm serious. I've watched a scrum get set, reset, reset, and it looks the same every time. And I've timed it one night. It was 5 minutes.
I know. Well, Michael from Wellington says your thoughts on the rugby five-phase action plan for speed and continuity. actually, that's part of it. One of the scrum, new scrum rules. There's also one about the ball can't sit at the back of a one ruck for too long. You've got to get into action straight away. It's to speed the game up. So I don't mind the changes, Michael.
158's been on the text, and this is the winner so far, in my opinion. Get Adrian back. Oh, great. Adrian's back. What does Adrian think of letting Jonathan Thurston go?
Oh, wow.
Nah. Well, yeah. When Adrian rambles too long, can we play Beat It by Michael Jackson?
Come on.
Regarding Phil Gould, honestly, could not name another two football managers in the game. What I do understand, the media duties, why is always front and centre everywhere else at the club. Bugger off into the shadows, let the coach coach. That's from Canara Cowboy.
Well, he does let the coach coach. He just takes a lot of the responsibilities away from the coach, which a lot of it is
takes
around.
Takes all the credit too.
A lot of recruitment. Gus needs to reach out to Adrian for a Chinese meal.
All right, got to go to a break. I want to have a listen to some of this mad stuff. I heard bits and pieces of it on Saturday on Crunch Time with yourself. And how good was Wiz?
He's good.
And for a journo, Adrian Brzenko, he's outstanding.
Adrian Brzenko is one of the best out there. Great guy. The mad Russian.
Hey, we've got to go to a break, but Daddy's telling me I've got to take Mick. Mick, very quickly.
Hey, Mick.
Woody, how are you?
Good, mate.
Good buddy.
Good mate. Hey, you must be about as disgruntled as I am now as a Titans fan, Woogie. Sats, how much longer can this go on? All this promise and we got just absolutely no go.
Hell, ridiculous. Well, I think Dez needs to be given a real opportunity to be able to put his fingerprint on the side.
What is it, a couple of seasons?
Well, yeah, he'll be given a couple of seasons, absolutely. I'm really concerned about their depth, which comes down to their recruitment. But, you know, Dez's only been there a short amount of times. But you know what? We'll know about halfway through the year, Mick, about, you know, whether they're accepting, you know, the training philosophy, the coaching philosophies, yeah.
It's no mystery that all the teams that don't have strong halves combos are the ones that struggle.
Mm.
And the Titans don't have a strong halves combo. You know, got Kieran Foran is an outstanding 5'8 and has been wonderful for the game, but he's injured a lot. He's on that
600 years old.
He's 600 years old. Great player, great person, but can you rely on him? It's like the Broncos relying on Adam Reynolds week in, week out.
Yeah,
right?
Well, those players are so important to you. You need to, yeah, if you've got the ability to rest players like that, you do, like Adam Reynolds, but the Titans need wins.
Yeah.
So they need him on the field.
Hey, Mick, good to hear from you in Margaret River, mate. How's the weather? Good?
Yeah, mate. Sunny.
Beautiful.
Enjoy. The rain's coming, I'm sure, but yeah.
Beautiful,
still
mate.
Lovely at the moment.
Enjoy that pub. Thanks for your call. Got to go to break. We are running way behind. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Back in a moment.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Just getting some breaking news from Daddy Vass, our wonderful producer, Payne Haas. Breaking news, could be out for up to 6 weeks.
Ouch.
Not good.
That's bad.
Geez, how's that letting Flegler go looking?
Is it a little bit like, we've got a text here, can you ask Adrian about the Bulldogs letting Desi go? So.
Well, I want to ask him about Raylene Castle as well, when the Bulldogs let
her
go. I want
to ask Adrian whether he thought Hazem El-Masri's try in 2004 was a double movement or held
Don't.
Up.
Don't. Apparently, he needs surgery, Payne Haas. Big news out of the Broncos.
That's a knee.
Yep.
Knee injury. Interesting.
Big loss. Geez, why didn't this happen before the Rabbitohs game? He was, even with a dicky knee, he was bending the defensive line of the Rabbitohs back.
Absolute freak of nature, he is.
This is a big blow for New South Wales' chances at Origin in Madge We Must.
I tell you, that's ridiculous.
What?
That Zach Hosking was voted the Sports Day Player of the Week, but also the NRL Player of the Week on a couple of the magazine shows.
Yeah.
And he's on the bench.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Elliot Whitehead's back.
Maybe Ricky wasn't listening. Don't know what's going
Maybe
on
he wasn't
there.
Watching either the game.
Don't say anything about Rick. He's a mate of ours. The NRL, how about this for that's ridiculous? The NRL has issued instructions to radio stakeholders not to conduct interviews until 10 minutes post-game.
That's ridiculous.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
So go after the media, don't punish Latrell Mitchell.
Yep.
And I know a lot of listeners will be surprised to hear this, Sats, but I can't defend Latrell after that thing he did post-game. I couldn't. I mean, you know how I was thinking about his performance on Thursday night. His performance was horrible.
Like I said,
and horrible.
Because a lot of the air's gone out of it now, and I said this last night, I think there's more to it. I think there's something going on in Latrell's off-field life.
Yep.
That has him in the frame of mind that he thinks that he could go rogue like that. And I know that he goes rogue sometimes. He's very opinionated. That's what I like about him at times. But this new rule around you're not allowed to talk to a player until 10 minutes after full time. Guess where the players are, a lot of them, 10 minutes after full time?
Sheds.
They're in the dressing sheds.
You know where the media, radio people are going to be? In the sheds waiting for the post-game press conferences.
Well, they can't go in the direct sheds anymore to talk to the players like they used to. You'd be sitting there just in your after the game and a journalist would come up and just plonk themselves next to you and say, hey, can I talk to you about the game? And the NFL do it really good, actually. The NBL, the baseball and the NFL do it really well where the journos just go and sit next to them in the cubicle and talk to them. Mm. With the NRL, we've stopped that a long time ago. But 10 minutes after full time is, you know, Channel 9 and Fox will get theirs, the broadcasters.
But that's
TV.
Always, you and I both work sideline and that's always been the way. So
we sit on the sideline and I will go up to, say, Jonathan Thurston, who's doing sideline for Channel 9, and I'll say, hey, Jono, who are you talking to? And I'll say, we're talking to Nathan Cleary.
So and Fox we don't, would do the same.
So we don't go near Nathan Cleary. We'll go and find someone else.
And then we'll double back to Nathan Cleary if we need to.
Mm.
And funny you mentioned JT, the best. He used to get grabbed after every game and then he'd still have time to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
This is robbing the fans of the game because that cuts out access. You know what? Radio stakeholders who pay broadcast rights, pay money to broadcast the game, don't do post-match interviews.
There'll be some
don't cover it.
There'll be some fans out there that are saying, you know, some of the interviews are pretty poor anyway, especially that we've got one of the text messages here saying sports traditions don't do the halftime interview anymore.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so there are some out there saying, well, the players really don't give you that much. Yeah. Well, that comes down to the interviewer, not the person who's being interviewed. So,
out of this, though, Sats, can I just say?
Can I just say quickly, there are some players who actually like the exposure. They like to be interviewed. They like to communicate with the Chad Townsend's a perfect example. You know, he's at the end of his career and he wants to get a job in the media. He likes to talk to the people.
Yeah, mate, he's great. The more mature players do, right? But I just want to say the most ridiculous thing that's come out of this, and I believe Latrell should have been punished. And I know you've probably covered it all week, but he should have either copped a big fine or be sat out for a week for bringing the game into disrepute, right? And if he needs to have a rest, Sats, if he needs to have a break because there's something going on in his life, if that's the case, I'm sorry that's the case, but go away and get it sorted. Because you're representing a club where your old man...
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
But your old man and a lot of people before him bled for that club, and that's not the club. The worst thing that's come out of this and the most ridiculous thing is the swear jar at South. That's how they've dealt with it.
I mean, I think the reason why South haven't sanctioned him is... And I think they've communicated this, you know, I truly believe there's something going on that they understand and they need to tread warily. And
I hope that's not the case because I don't want anything to be going on in his personal life. I reckon that they're just scared to.
Mm.
And a lot of people are.
I don't know about that. Knowing Jason Demetriou, especially Mark Ellison, their general manager of rugby league, you talk about people who bleed for the club. I mean, that emblem comes before any player for Mark Ellison. I find that hard to believe.
All right.
Yeah.
Break time. More of your texts coming up next here on Sports Day.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day.
Geez, first hour of the show nearly wrapped up. Sats, text messages 0457 736 736 and 8833. What are you packing?
Please inform your audience. This is from Paul from Pakekohe in New Zealand, saying Indigenous does not mean involve black or white. Native belonging naturally to the land of your birth. Your haka is indulgent rubbish and shouldn't be performed on other folks' land. Latrell should be banned and same as Sam Kerr. So, yeah, I mean, there are some that agree with you when we talk about sporting traditions, and the haka should be on New Zealand land only. There's some here that are saying, yeah, I grew up watching the haka, and I love it. It gives me chills, as it does for me also. So there's...
Yeah, I love watching it, but I just go, geez. And maybe if the Aussies, maybe if the Wallabies had a comeback to the haka. We used to, didn't we? Didn't we get up in their faces and...
Oh, yeah.
Now we put the boomerang down, which is, mate, it's a lovely gesture.
Yep.
But it's, yeah, maybe if we had a war cry of our own.
We used to, many decades ago.
The Indigenous one.
133 says, Adrian should do the interviews at halftime. It's a good idea.
She's Adrian's confidence. I was saying to Sats in the break, you just don't want to get on the radio and say anything. She just get carved up by our audience. I love it. I love it so much. Peter Wallace, assistant coach of the Panthers, not too far away. This is Sports Day. Back in a moment.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back. Hour two of the show. Peter Wallace, assistant coach of the Panthers, joining us in just a moment. I tell you what, Sats, the show is blowing up tonight. There's so much going on, and we love it. Thank you so much for your input. The best text or caller tonight on 0457 736 736 or 8833 gets a $200 voucher thanks to our great mates at KFC. Thank you, KFC. Take the night off. Let KFC take care of the family. And also, KFC Colonel's Court coming up real soon. Have I got my thing ready here?
The gavel.
It's so nice to be on the other side of the bench for a change.
Yep.
Breaking news coming out. We'll talk about it in just a moment. Payne Haas is out, requiring surgery. We'll hear from Kevy in just a moment. A lot more of your text. Do you want to get a quick one away?
088 says, hey, darling, grandkids want nuggets for dinner. Any chance you can get some from KFC on the way home? Usual sauce and sides. Love you.
Right, hang on a second. Is that directed at you?
I think it's directed at the show because
have
the night off. That was the footy feast. Get it?
Yep, yeah, I've got it. Epic has arrived. The all-electric 7-seat Kia EV9 and Nutrien Ag Solutions going further for Australian farmers. Bring you Sports Day. Now it's time to talk all things New South Wales. Thanks to Club New South Wales. Thanks to your local club where sports fans belong. Sats, you got to catch up with Madge Maguire over the weekend.
On Saturday, yes. On NRL Crunch Time. Yeah, myself, Adrian Pazenko, Gary the Wiz Freeman also joined us as well. And we had a really good chat to Madge about the New Zealand campaign and him coming into the job new to the role. And will he make many changes? On selections, you know, something's got to change because for New South Wales, because lost the last two series, of course. Now, we know that New South Wales is completely different when Tom Trbojevic and Latrell are playing. And most notably Tom with the form that he's in at the start of the season as well. So when we asked Madge about the response to players being locked into positions and whether he's come to the conclusion that there are players who already have a jersey. Hey, Madge, when you look at the 2023 New South Wales squad and also especially Game 3, which they were great in, Bradman Best was outstanding. How many players can you look at from that squad in 2023 or over the last couple of years that you could say are locked into their positions for 2024?
Oh, Sats, I don't want to sort of probably go out and say anything because, you know, everyone starts to talk. So for me, I've just said to the players, you know, rip in every week. I want to see consistency in how you play, create really good habits and go and play your best footy. And, you know, let the footy do the talking of being able to put yourself into that space. And, you know, when I had the group of, say, 35 players for that short camp that we have, you can build so many different combinations of what that team might be, but every single one of those players that was in that room is capable of playing Origin. It's really about being able to go, okay, well, here's the expectations, this is the standards that we want, go after it. And, you know, we spoke about that. And, you know, I've said to the players, go and do that week in, week out, because those habits will come and transfer into camp once we get together. So, you know, answering your question, look, I've kept it wide open.
So it's fair to say that it is a clean slate. Now, you've got no doubt a Cleary would probably be cemented into a position. I don't think James Tedesco is. If Tommy Trbojevic continues in the form that he has started at the start of the season.
Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell, definitely not.
At the moment, yeah, based on form. So I think Madge will hold every player accountable. Now, we did also talk about, I always find this really interesting, when you're a coach and representative of rugby league, the selectors and yourself pick a player based on form, but you don't know a lot about them off the field. And it's really, really important to ensure you pick the right players that have a good connection with everyone in camp. So we also asked Madge purely that question about players that he didn't know much about. Is there a player that stands out that you didn't know a lot about, hadn't met them before, then you walked away from that going, hey, that's a completely different athlete I knew nothing about?
Yes, there's probably a lot of them, to be honest, mate. You sort of, you watch them and, obviously, I'm intently just watching how they play. And, as a human, you build your own perception around someone, don't you? And just the various things that you see. But, one that you want to sort of look at. I thought Payne Haas, I sat down and the knowledge of his football, and you look at the front rowers and they run into brick walls all day, but he's one that was very impressive, just about his knowledge, to then talking to someone like a Tommy Trbojevic, he's at completely a next level. And obviously, the years and years of coaching and the way I watch football now and trying to break it down into simplicity, just listening to someone like Tommy was very impressive. So you could go across the players and the spine are different, just listening and how they are and their personalities and getting to know them to understand that, you're going to be in massive pressure moments. So I'm obviously, talking to the spine about, how are we going to handle those moments? So I guess individually they're all different, but, sitting down with them, you've got the top end of the competition in your presence, just the way they talk and the way they feel and even the way they think, to be honest.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting with Payne Haas? We're saying his knowledge of the game. Now, a lot of time front rowers, they've got a tough job, the toughest job on the field, but a lot of the time they don't look too much into the game, the layers of the game. They say, this is my job. I've got to protect my halfback and my 5/8. I've got to ensure that I just do my job and let the playmakers do what they do. But saying that Payne has this amazing knowledge of the overall game, the one with Jake Trbojevic doesn't surprise me, where he just said his intelligence around the game is next level. And that's why those players are really, really, they're really profitable when it comes to your Origin campaign, because they add so much off the field in relation to your preparation. Now, there's always this question about Queensland pick players that New South Wales would never pick. And we'll throw a few up. Dallas Johnson is probably one that comes to mind over the years. Like Trevor Gilmeister over the years, because of his size, would New South Wales have ever picked him?
Yeah.
Jake Trbojevic, if he was a Queenslander, would be the first guy picked in that forward pack. One, because of his knowledge and his intelligence. But two, he's just a really good guy that players want to be alongside off the field. He's jovial. He's happy. He makes everyone feel good around the group. And they're the players that pull the group together, even when there's a little bit of turmoil going on. So
he was missed in game one last year.
Yeah. So I that doesn't surprise me with Jake, but you could probably say that if barring injury, Jake will be in that 17 somewhere.
Based
on the impression that he left on Michael Maguire.
And based on his performance last year.
Mm.
Based on... It's really easy, Madge. And Madge, we must. Where's that audio, by the way? Where was that from the interview?
That was the start. I thought you would have found that. That was at the start of the interview. Right. He got a little bit of a giggle. He liked it.
I've got two bits of advice.
Yep.
On behalf of us New South Wales supporters, pick Jake.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make 60 tackles.
Yep.
And secondly, can we get Cam Murray on in the first half? Like, can he start the game as well? Not bring him on the 45th moment or minute of the game.
So MG from Penrith says, good luck to Madge, the New South Wales Blues. How is Spencer's mates, To'o, Crichton, Cleary, Luai, etc., are they going to be able to accept what happened with the whole Latrell if he's picked in the side as well? I mean, they're the little tiny things that you've got to look at when it comes to the intricate details of your side and the connection.
Yeah. Panther Pete is on the line. G'day, Panther. Or Pete.
Glenn and Jason. Good evening, Scott. How are you?
Very well, mate.
Thank you.
Scott, did I hear it was the anniversary of your passing of your dad? Is that correct?
It is, Pete. Yes, yes, it is, mate.
Yeah, my condolences. An absolute legend of the game on and off the field. So my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Jason, Scott, the issue around the Latrell is about leadership. And they don't have to look far south. They just have to look at the Brisbane organisation. When the two boys up there were fighting in the pub there a couple of weeks ago, they put that to bed 2 days later by fining them and making them front the media and apologise.
Yep.
We've had none of that. We've had none of that from the captain of Souths. We've had none of that from the CEO. And that's all good organisations are surrounded by good leaders, are led by good leaders. That's the issue with Souths at the moment.
Yeah, no, you're and right. You're right. Because
I feel as though...
Sorry, Panther Pete, go.
That's all right, Jason. Thanks for that. And the NRL, exactly the same. If the NRL think that they're talking to the rusted-on rugby league supporters, they're not.
Mm.
They're talking to people outside the game who take every opportunity to slag the game.
Yeah.
And it's the mum and dad who's deciding whether they're going to send their young boy or girl to play the game. And they're worried the kid will come home and say, oh, I had an effing good game. I made an effing good try.
Yeah.
What'd you say that for? Oh, it was the Trill set.
Yeah.
So we've got to look outside the game. We spent all that money in Las Vegas, and we come home here, and we can't get our own house in order.
Yeah. No, Pete.
They didn't have to fine him. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to fine him. They just have to say, listen, you're going to go to a compulsory media course, and you're not playing until you've done that.
Yeah. No, good call.
Then we'll decide you can play.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, mate. We've got to move. Thanks, Pat. Mate, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. I think the big difference, and even the Broncos thing, I thought, and we all thought was an overreaction. They'll play fighting. You could tell. But you're right. When Souths come out and say they've introduced a swear jar, they're taking the P155 out of the situation.
Yeah, I do think they're trying to deflect from a
but
bigger...
But you can't deflect.
I know. I get it. But I think they're trying to deflect from what is a bigger issue with Latrell.
Well, then deal with that separately.
Well, they're probably dealing with that behind closed doors, and they don't need to make it public.
But you still, no, I'm not saying make that public. He's entitled to his privacy. But you've got to make a stronger stance than, oh, we've introduced a swear jar.
Totally agree.
I don't care. I don't care what, there's some smart people running that club, and it's an amazing organisation. But even the fact that the NRL did nothing or said something just to go, guys, we've got to do this to look like we're on top of this.
Mm.
But their reaction today was to ban radio from doing interviews until 10 minutes after the match. That's their solution. It's not the solution. You're not fixing the problem. Shane from Marrickville, Sats, is on the line. Hey, Shane.
G'day, Woogie. How are you?
Good, mate. What can we do for you? Are you happy? Are you a happy Parramatta supporter?
Yes, I am.
And why is that?
Well, I thought we played well against Penrith.
Yep.
We didn't let the score get away too much. We just couldn't finish them off.
I think you're right. I thought they were really good in defeat, especially losing Bailey Simonson really early and putting Kelmatualangi in the centres on Isaac Tungor. They had a field day, but I thought they held themselves really well. They held themselves accountable. I agree with you.
Well, yeah, and sorry, mate. Continue.
And plus, I'm totally blind, and I go out to the footy with my cousin sometimes, and I take my sports ears with me.
Yeah. So you're not going to be hear those.
Yeah, and it's really good.
And you won't be able to hear those post match interviews now because they won't be done. They won't be done. Hey, listen, before we let you go, Shane, I don't want to ruin your evening by saying this, and we appreciate your call, but 133's been on the text about Parramatta, and we're talking about traditions tonight.
Sporting traditions, yeah.
Yeah, Parramatta Eels holding up the Province Summons Trophy as GF winner. Oh, wait, don't need to worry about that one anymore as a tradition to get rid of.
So why do you want to do that to Shane for?
I'm just reading the text
out. Yeah, bad timing.
So, Shane, thanks for your call,
awesome,
mate.
Awesome stuff, Shane. Thank you.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
And before I go,
yes,
I've just had a couple of that, but the new VB, low carb.
Good on you.
Who would have thought we'd be drinking low carb
VB?
Beer?
No, VB.
VB.
That's right. How dare you? How dare you,
Give Shane the KFC voucher.
Nah, are we?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll put Shane in the drawer.
In the drawer.
Put him in the drawer.
Yep.
All right. Shane, thanks for your call, buddy.
You're a hard marker. You are.
Thank I'm
not,
you.
I'm not being hard.
Such a hard marker. Hey, Paul from Belrose says, would you keep Cookie at left centre or play him on the right?
You know what? I'm going to Latrell you in a moment, Paul from Belrose. Newcastle, Glenn. Yes, hello.
Glennie. How are you, buddy?
I think he's fallen asleep.
Glenn.
He's fallen asleep.
Has he?
Can I say that's his best performance?
Oh.
That's his best performance ever. Hey, quickly, before we go to Peter Wallace, got a hot topic here. Thanks to Apple Eye Sports. Apple Eye Sports, it's for the fans. Payne Haas out requiring surgery. We're hearing 4 to 6 weeks. In fact, this is what Kevy just said a short time ago.
We didn't see our doctors this afternoon, had some scans. So it'll be a 4 to 6 week injury. He'll have to have minor surgery on his knee. It just hasn't been right, you know, from into the trials and into rounds 1 and 2. So we've had a good, well, the doctors have had a great look at him. And they're going to operate him on him early next week. It's minor surgery and we expect him to be out for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, which, for me, that's a great result. It's much better than, you know, anything longer or missing half a season or even longer than that. So, and again, you know, Payno's one of those guys, the ultra professional. I'd be surprised if he's not back even earlier than that, given the way he treats himself and treats his body.
So the question is, what does this do for the Broncos' top four chances?
Not so much the top four chances yet this early in the season, because you want your best players, if they're going to get injured, they're going to miss games, you want them at the start of the season. So,
but he is, we all know how good he is.
Absolutely.
We've heard about the stocks of front rowers now for the Bronx.
I suppose to look on the brighter side of things for the Broncos, him being potentially 6 to 8 weeks out means he may miss Origin, which isn't a bad thing for the Broncos.
Oh, shut up, Sats. It's a bad thing for
Origin.
It's a
good thing for Queensland. It's a bad thing for Origin. It's a good thing for the Brisbane Broncos. So to look on the brighter side, that's probably, when you talk about top four, take advantage of those, you know, a couple of those games. You know, sometimes you have buys during that Origin period that they can take advantage of.
I can't believe you said that.
Well, it did. Get over it.
All right. Peter Wallace, we're going to take a rain check on that tonight because we're just running out of time. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got so many calls and texts to get to. Can we just hold off on that maybe tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
ahead of the...
Yeah, the big game on tomorrow night.
We'll hold off on that. Apple Eye Sports, your one-stop shop for all things sport. That's the hot topic. What are your thoughts, listeners? Is that it for the Bronx? Season over? Done and dusted?
You like these coaches that are dropping halfbacks after two games. You just...
Well, tell me who's going to...
Just wipe your hands.
Okay. So what's the front row this week? It's is it Corey Jensen?
There'll be
he's in the front row along with
Fletcher Baker.
With Fletcher Baker,
yeah. But you're comparing every front row that comes in to Payne Haas, who is the best front row, one of the best front rows in the world.
This is a disaster for the Broncos. You've got to admit.
Yeah, with Reynolds being out as well, absolutely, and going to Penrith, that's tough. I mean, that's a tough ask.
Broncos fans. Are you, 4 to 6 weeks, mate, they could be 0-7. Or 1-7 without Payne Haas.
Mm-hmm. They could be, but they won't be.
They won't be?
No, they've still got.
Someone's going to step up.
Well, they've got class all over the field.
Carrigan can't play in every spot in that scrum. You know that. You know he can't do. I mean, he probably could, but he can't. He can't keep that going. Wayne from Warunga, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, gents. Just wanted to weigh into the whole NRL decision post Latrell's comments. It seems like a really bad move for the NRL in light of what the Landys has done being on the front foot. You look at the worldwide sport where we've got increasing access to players during the game, straight after the game, half time, etc. The BBL crossing live the players during the game. NASCAR and supercars have live talks with drivers.
Yep.
Do we really think that NRL players can't make a sensible conversation after a game? Like, now we all remember Sam Bacco dropping the F-bomb, and he was like, "Oh, embarrassed about it afterwards." What Latrell did was just, you know, like, "I don't care," and you know, there's obviously some big issues with him, and hopefully he gets things sorted out. But the NRL is losing the fan base if they have to then fall to the lowest common denominator.
Do you know what? Also, I think the game is probably at a point where I thought they were looking at introducing maybe when a player's walking back after scoring a try and the goal kicker is just setting up, there'd be an on-field interview after the try.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised we haven't gone that far so far with rugby league, because that's great access straight after a try.
Yep.
Little cameraman and interviewer.
We probably need to avoid the easy one. Like, for example, worst case scenario, go back to when the Broncos lost in Golden Point in the grand final to the Cowboys. You've got to resist going to Ben Hunt and going, "Oh, how do you feel?" We've got to respect, you know, the individual person. It's just a case of, denying the whole access for 10 minutes. Like, why would you sponsor the NRL? Why would you pay money to broadcast it when they're saying during the prime time when you want access, we're not going to let you? That's ridiculous.
Not everyone watches the rugby league. Wayne, got a run, mate. Great call. Thank you very much for that. He's woken up and he's joining us now on the phone before we go to a break. Glenn, hello.
Was it your new phone, Glenn?
Hello, Justin. How are you, buddy? Welcome back.
Thank you. I was here last week
G'day,
as well.
But, you know. G'day, buddy.
Hey, Glennie, how are you, buddy?
Well, it is. Yeah, very, very well. It is Waratah West with Winnie and his Wendy's.
Yep, what?
So suffice to say, Judge Judy, we also feel the same pain suffered by the defendant on your fine TV show yesterday. And on to Australian Idol, so it's Venya versus gorgeous young girl Amy versus Dylan with
Why
a
do you have to
mum.
Be so creepy and say gorgeous young girl? Can't you just say against a young lady? Why do you have to be
let's
so
hope
creepy?
It's Amy and Aussie Idol 2024, as previously predicted by me.
Hey, that goodbye was a good one. That was a really good one. I like that.
He's creepy.
Yep.
And actually, Glenn.
Great word hook.
What's on sale at the bottle shop? Because I think you've been there today, have you?
I didn't go to the bottle shop at all today, Justin, you clown. Don't have to bother you, idiot. Yeah,
I'd love to. And I brought him back. I shouldn't have brought him back.
Preston's Roosters says, I have a few close South fans. They're not real happy with the response from
Thank
the club.
You.
They're contemplating revoking their membership. Latrell thinks he's untouchable. Oh, I hope that doesn't happen, Preston's Rooster. I know everyone's emotional at the moment, but I hope it doesn't happen.
He just said thank you.
Yeah. he's got one over you.
No, I just...
He's in your head constantly.
Imagine if you're the first time listening to this show tonight, right? You get Adrian.
Amateurs.
You get Adrian. And you get Glenn. Like, seriously.
Oh, I know.
Right, yeah, got to go to a break. This is Sports Day. When we come back, my favourite segment, KFC's Colonel's Court. I've got a beauty for you, Tight Sats. We'll get to that next.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler and Jason Matthews here tonight on Sports Day. Time to get into my favourite segment, Sats. It's the KFC's Colonel's Court, and I get to play this. It's my judge's gavel. All right, we're doing this tonight. Score big with KFC's Footy Feast. Order today. Sats, tonight I'm going to talk about sporting traditions.
Yes.
And why do we have them? Why do we still have sporting traditions?
Well, it's all based on legacy and the ability not to change some of those traditions that's part of the old guard. And some of them I don't think are right in the modern age.
Shouldn't some sports evolve?
Yeah, absolutely.
And create new traditions.
Now, my one is golf, the caddy. Why does he have to carry the bag?
And that's right.
This day and age of OH&S.
That's right.
No, but why does he have to carry the bag? Why can't he have a buggy?
A buggy like we all do.
A wheel buggy.
Yeah.
Boxing.
You're not talking electric buggy where he drives around, right? Yeah.
Tiger should be allowed to use an electric buggy.
No.
Because of his injuries.
No.
But also boxing. Why do you throw the towel in as well? Like, there's got to be a better system than throwing the towel in. And we've actually had a couple of texts here about some of the traditions, and I'm trying to find the one here about, here we go. St. Boyd says, hey, Sats, why don't the boxing judges ring the end of round bell when the towel is thrown? The ref would know to stop.
Yeah.
Great idea, St. Boyd.
What about Wimbledon wearing all white? Like every other Grand Slam tournament, you can wear whatever you like. And they're wearing less and less nowadays, these players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're wearing singlets.
I don't mind that. Don't mind that tradition.
But why have it? Why does it have to be all white at Wimbledon?
Because of its exclusivity. I don't mind it.
In what way?
Well, Rita the Maneater said in New Zealand, says tennis players apologising for hitting the net when it drops over, when they don't mean it. You know, they always put their hand up and they apologise.
Yeah,
but it's a point. Catch and kill your own.
What about golf balls? Why do they have to have dimples?
Yeah, we actually got a text about that. Why do they have so many dimples in it? So there are some. Like Brett says, what about the winner of the Ashes in cricket actually received the real urn, not the replica?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, another one on cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it the captain has to come out on the balcony and call everyone in?
Declare.
Yeah, why? Why?
I don't know.
Why can't the batsman just go, you know what, I'm stuffed?
Send a trainer out. Or the 12th man.
Yep.
Hey, guys, end of this over.
I can smell KFC in the change rooms. I'm declaring.
Mm. Traditions we can do away with. Adrian getting airtime. But also, we've got a lot of traditions here. Ripped says the best traditions of our local rugby league club. Well, you can't vomit on the hallowed turf.
No.
Can't do it.
Tell you one tradition I'm not giving away.
What's
that? And I mean this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just saying because they sponsored the segment.
Yep.
Nuggets
mm-hmm.
and barbecue sauce.
Don't like it?
I love it.
Oh, no.
I'm not giving it away.
Sweet and sour for me.
Yeah. Well, that's a fight we have in our family. Let's be real. No matter what you order when you are eating KFC, everyone's a winner. Kick back and enjoy the footy with KFC's Family Feast. Order now and score big. Thank you, KFC. They're also giving us a 200 voucher tonight to the best contributor on the show. 0457 736 736 is our text message. 8833 if you're in New Zealand or 1300 01 1170. Let's get to some texts.
Chris from Penrith, sporting tradition. He says, tradition to get rid of, no sport on Christmas Day. Basketball has proven it works. Come on, cricket. Get involved.
No. You know why I don't like that?
Don't like it?
No, because the people who have to work at the ground and work in hospitality and all, they deserve one day off with their family.
Big wages too.
Oh, but it's not just that.
Double time.
I don't think anyone should work on Christmas Day.
Sporting traditions. I've got plenty here. We're going to try and get to as many as we can. Traditions that I want to do away with. The monarchy. I don't mind the royals. Commonwealth Games.
What's happened with Kate, though?
She's been excited.
That wasn't her, though.
That's her.
No, it's not.
He wants to give away crime scene, says marriage. Do away with marriage. Wearing underwear. And sometimes wearing pants altogether.
Wait. I don't often agree with crime scene because he's very angry, but the pants bit, mm-hmm. Is crime scene married?
By the sound of that text message, I don't think he is.
He sounds like a jilted lover, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now, Rita the Maneater says the Olympics need to resort to tradition and compete in the nude, the men's 100 metres in particular.
Is it Maneater or Meat Eater?
Oh, Rita the Maneater. Sorry.
Right. My wife's Anita the Meat Eater.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we call Anita.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be a fan of that.
Yeah.
Shervington
was running the 100.
It wouldn't work with the hurdles, would it?
Now, Coop says, my mother never travelled outside of Australia but experienced the haka 3 times and it always gave her chills when she talked about it. The atmosphere it creates is electric. The players are prepared to be brave. You must feel fear. I like that text, Coop. I like it.
Yeah, I did suggest before that we should perhaps, you know, do we ban the haka on foreign soil?
Mm.
And again, I didn't say it disrespectfully. It's just that I think that the nation who's hosting the fight should have some sort of war dance instead. And that's where I was coming from. But
so if Australia had to do some sort of dance, it would be the line dance or...
I think the nut bush is
the nut bush. G'day, lads. This is Liam. G'day, lads. How you getting it? Take the Harker away? Question mark. It's all part of the theatre. I've been watching it since I was a boy. Woogie, you're coming across as a bit of opinion, mate. That's Woogie has got an opinion, Liam.
That's what I get paid handsomely to do, Liam. Hey, here's one more. Yeah. Woogie, what about the tradition of Queensland beating New South Wales every year? That's from 158. Put your name on it, 158. I dare you. Not that it'll make a difference.
Now, Adrian says you are 1,000% right. So it's a player's, this is Jackson Hastings.
Yep.
A player's reaction to being told they're dropped can be polar opposites. I like to be challenged and hit back with the attitude on proving you're wrong. Others need to be treated with kid gloves. Respond to a bit of love. It's about knowing each player's personality.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, you know, once upon a time, it was just about, unfortunately, you're not playing this week. Get back over there on the line. Let's get on with it. And you can kick stones and throw your toys out of the cot as much as you like. It'll work against you in the future when a coach is going to think about how much of a team man you're going to be.
No, good call. All right, more of your text coming up soon, though. We've got Simon Orchard from Greyhounds New South Wales standing by. Got an update on Fat Pizza. Plus, he's got a tip for tonight as well. That's all on the way next. This is Sports Day.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Wednesday nights, we dive deep into the world of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Sats with Simon Orchard, the Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg, Saturday 13th of April.
He's our favourite hockey player of all time.
Well, what are you really gambling? He's the only one I know. He's the only hockey player I know. But you know what? We only speak to the best on Sports Day. Si, mate, welcome.
I was about to say, you saved us, saved yourself there. Who else do you know, boys?
Rick Charlesworth.
Hockey? Honestly, give us a quick... snapshot.
Rick Charlesworth.
Ooh, yeah. One of the best.
There was a bloke from Hobart I spoke to before the Olympics last year.
Nicky Hudson.
Oh, Nicky Hudson. Yes. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful
player.
Formerly
Nicky Mott, but Nicky Hudson.
What about
Eddie
Choppy?
Is that the bloke you spoke to?
Who?
Eddie Ockenden from Tassie. Is he a guy you spoke
to? I think it was. Yeah, it was.
Who's the guy Choppy or Chop? Chop.
Close.
Baden Choppy.
Baden Choppy. He's a gun.
Geez, you do know your hockey players.
Yeah, honestly, Satsy, one of the best to pick up a stick, but didn't have the longest career due to a bunch of reasons, but he was so brilliant and one of the best all around. You've named a pretty good list there. Nicky Mott or Nicky Hudson, one of the best hockey roos of all time. Rick Charlesworth, I think, has been to the most Olympics of any hockey player in Australia, and Eddie Ockenden is going to try and equal that record if he goes to Paris in a couple of months. So there you go. You pass with flying colours.
There you go.
Boys.
Thank you, mate.
You're still our favourite.
Yeah, but you are our favourite because you talk to us. So let's talk about the Dapto Easter Bunny.
Yeah, it's a race for fifth grade dogs only, boys. So don't expect, you know, the Rolls Royces or the best of the best. It's not quite Fat Pizza levels, but it's still a pretty good race for fifth grade dogs to get around in. So tomorrow with the heat, the final will be next Thursday night. It's a race that's run typically around Easter every year, and it is a really good stepping stone into, you know, you mentioned the Golden Easter Egg Carnival, races like that. There's another big race called the Ultra Sense, which is another fifth grade dog race worth a stack of money during that carnival. So it is a good stepping stone towards those feature races. It's tomorrow night at Dapto. If you want to have a play, and I don't want to blow my own horn, boys, but I've actually been tipping in a bit of form lately, so maybe get the pen and pencils out because this could be worth following. Race 6. Number 7, Corborn Red, a dog for Bailey Dickinson. His old man helps him with the dogs. He's a good young and up-and-coming trainer. The Greyhound absolutely flew around Wentie Park last week, 29.71 on Country Classic night. Any dog that breaks 30, boys, is better than fifth grade. And this dog's going to go around in a fifth grade contest tomorrow at Dapto. So race 6, number 7, Corborn Red is the best bet on the program. And then the very next race, race 7, number 8, Bandit Bluey, for Jody and Andy Lord. Well, Andy Lord came out last year and said that Bandit Bluey could be the next She's a Pearl, fellas. That's how big
a rap
he has on that greyhound. We know She's a Pearl, one of the best we've ever seen in New South Wales, and he said that Bandit Bluey could well be the next Kennel Star. She hasn't quite reached those heights, but I reckon, again, in a fifth-grade contest, she's raced in much harder races than this. I think she'll absolutely wipe the floor with them. So there you go, 6-7 and 7-8, the two best bets at Dapto tonight for, to tomorrow night for the Easter Bunny.
Nice, good stuff. Now,
sound effects.
Yeah, listeners, Fat Pizza.
Oh, get a bit of budget, boys.
Some production values, finally.
Fat Pizza, 90, ran 2 days ago.
And?
It, box five.
Oh, that's a good box.
Now, box three's his favourite.
Oh, this is not good then.
Finished eighth.
Oh.
But it's,
what?
But it's 99 starts, zero wins. So we're on the edge of greatness here.
The real miracle, boys, was that he finished eighth and there was only seven dogs in the field. So I don't know how he did that. Fat Pizza. Oh, we love Fat Pizza. Dog of the show. It feels like we've been on the journey for quite a while now. And I remember when I first gave Fat Pizza to you guys as the dog of your program, you were wrapped. You thought you had a real winner. And he hasn't won in about 50 starts. So 99 career starts. Nick Kilner, I know he listens each and every week. You know what I'm going to do, boys? I'm going to try and get him on the show.
Oh, we need to,
maybe
yeah.
next week ahead of the 100th.
Well, when is the 100th? Do we know?
See what the plan is.
Do we know when the 100th is? Because you know what? Because we should broadcast it live on Sports Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we should be doing.
Yep.
Mm. And he's the sort of guy, boys, who would deliberately nominate Fat Pizza in your time slot to ensure that he got the attention he deserves. He actually hit me up the other day and said, I want Sats to walk him out in his 100th start.
Because that's beautiful.
He thought his blokes were based down here.
I'd love to do
Sydney.
That.
I said, well, you're going to have to go up to Queensland. And he said, mate, I'll do it. I'll do it. If Sats wants to walk I'll drive the
Sats
dog.
Sats has got a tyranny zone.
No, you find out what date and where, and it'll obviously be Richmond, I'm thinking. You find out what date it is. Yeah. We're going to try and make this happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. Right.
I'll ride Fat Pizza in the race.
Sats will tackle the favourite.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like Toddy Byrne running down the wing all those years ago.
Yep. Yeah.
All righty. Any other, mate, listen, we've got to make something happen around this. We can't let this go unnoticed. 100th start without a win coming up for Fat Pizza. We've got to get on board. Mate, rightio, I think that's it. The Greyhound Super Series returns with the time-honoured Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg Saturday, 13th of April. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Simon, thanks for your time again, mate.
Cheers, boys. Before I go, best bet tonight at Richmond, 7-6 Rich the Trish. 7-6 Rich the Trish. You're going to be really hard to beat. Hooroo.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Oh, it's the final segment of the show for your Wednesday night. I've loved every minute of it, Sats, tonight. I don't know about you.
Oh, I got you to play Daddy Vass's new Teamless Tuesday from last night. How ranked was it? It was pus, wasn't it?
Oh,
terrible.
So bad. For those who haven't heard it, here we go.
Oh. Pick or flick. Pick or flick. Pick or flick.
Oh.
Who's in? Who's out?
Oh.
Who's in?
You turn
Who's
this
out?
Down.
No, I love it.
TLT. No.
What about the last bit? We didn't hear the last
TLT.
Bit last
TLT.
Wait,
well,
coming up.
Teamless Tuesday.
The text line blew up last night. People
I love
just
it, Daddy.
Saying, you got to just
nah,
get
Daddy.
Rid of this. It's horrendous.
Daddy, well done. I think that's outstanding work.
Mickey G from Woodbury says, hello, Sats and Woogie. In relation to the radio post-match issue, it'll also be said that until the person in charge of sideline control by the NRL says, out you go, it's just a Band-Aid solution. It'll be the last 2 weeks at best. It won't work. They'll rip the Band-Aid straight back off and the status quo will remain.
Yeah,
I think you're right, Mickey G.
Good call.
I think they'll control the sidelines for a few weeks and then they'll just, each week they'll let the media go on, the radio media, mind you, go on a little bit earlier than...
Two things are going to happen, and you said it earlier. The players aren't going to hang around 10 minutes.
Yep.
Right? Because by the time all the interviews are conducted, that's 20 minutes post-game. And I'm telling you right now, the radio peeps aren't going to stick around.
Yep.
They won't stick around.
Damo says, tradition that needs to break, the halftime entertainment at grand finals. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
Well, I haven't seen a good one in a while, to be honest.
Well, you're just talking NRL.
Yeah. Oh, Robbie Williams of the AFL.
Right, well, it was
that
outstanding.
Was good. No, I'm talking. Sorry, I'm talking
McLemore
about NRL.
Was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
133, please get rid of the halftime interviews as players are walking off the field. Yeah.
158.
Questions where players just want to get to the sheds. Yeah, you're right.
158. Hey, Woogie, do you think Madge will take the New South Wales horse riding before game one?
Stop Simon it. Says a tradition's got to stop is Adrian getting airtime.
Yes.
What about, g'day Woogie, this is Simon from Balgownie. Steeped in tradition since 1986. What's a matter, Parramatta?
Yes. Oh, this is a good one.
What?
This is from Brownie in Huntly, New Zealand. Great text, Brownie. Sports tradition. Why break a bottle of champagne on a new boat?
Boom. I like it. You're exactly right.
What a waste of booze.
Yeah. One tradition that should stay is sumo. The theatre is what people come to see. If you ever get the chance, I highly recommend seeing a sumo match, Canara Cowboy.
Yeah.
Never seen one, Canara, I've got to say.
Hey, just a repeat of that breaking news tonight. Payne Haas out 4 to 6 weeks. We'll have surgery next week on that knee. That's a massive blow for the Broncos.
Huge.
Possibly back in time for Origin 1. So first week of June, it's going to be touch and go, Sats.
It'd be difficult to take into an Origin.
No, it'd be fine.
No games.
That's a bionic knee he's getting.
Sporty Gav, 2HD, traditions in sport that hasn't changed, but maybe it should. Melbourne Cup on the first Tuesday of November.
What are you talking about, Sporty Gav?
Sporty Gav, what are you, why?
When, you been when on else the Susie Wongs? Yeah.
Have you been around Glenn's house? Come on. I don't agree, Stepper says. Could you imagine going to a Bledisloe at Suncorp Stadium and no Haka? Yeah, that's yeah, a good one. Well, the big events, the really big ones I agree with. Now, Arvo lads, Roy in Bitterdabba says, the Bulldogs, I reckon 8th or 9th is realistic for 2024 and a great stepping stone for 2025. Puppies slowly to big dogs.
Right.
Yep. Okay. There's every chance.
Okay. Sats, just on a personal note again, I know it talked about off the top of the show, from on behalf of myself and our listeners, mate, our thoughts are with you and your family.
Thank you, mate.
As you lost your dad a year ago today. Amazing man, some funny stories, some you can't even tell on air, but mate, as a bit of a tribute, have a listen to this.
And now that we're all round the bar, and the captain's declared it a quorum, we're drinking our way through the night, and we're having the time of our lives, throw the empties away, start again. For the boys of South Sydney are together. We'll drink till the dawn breaks again. And may the sessions of South Sydney last forever. Oh, we never stagger. We never fall. We sober up on pure alcohol. While our royal sons go up to the Baltimore. And we'll guzzle, 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 and we'll tip it down our muzzle and sing out the yodel loud and clear. More beer! And we'll drink all night until we're very tight of the shades of wherever we are. We've got 6 hefty forwards and 7 greasy backs. And plenty of asparagus to keep the bludgers back. When the skin and hair is flying and the slaughter has begun, 3 cheers for the good old rabbis for the victory we have won. Good dear boys, cheer, we are together. Every now and then we have a win. We will play them all around on their home or Gandhi ground. If they'll only play a fair and honest game.